whatever few little spaces between the eloquent sentences of His Holiness Jayapratak Maharaj that He did not speak, I will say something. We're sitting in the birthplace of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Srivas Thakur had an elder brother named Sri Nalini Pandit. His daughter was Narayani. Narayani was famous because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would regularly feed her the remnants from his own mouth. He would bite from some bhoga and then deliver it with his own lotus hand to Narayani. She became famous as the recipient of Lord Chaitanya's remnants. She married a very great devotee named Vaikunthala. And here they have a son, Vrindavan Das. When Vrindavan, when he was very, very young, father died. And Vasudev Dutt, who was such a charitable person, such a compassionate person, who lived in this just a few minutes away, helped to raise Vrindavan. In the association of Srivas Thakur, Vasudev Dutt Thakur, his mother Narayani, he was constantly hearing the teachings and pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And from his childhood, he was a favorite of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. In fact, it is said he was the last initiated disciple of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda treated him not only like a disciple, but like his own son. When Nityananda Prabhu disappeared from this world, Janava Devi, she was very affectionate to him, treated him also like a son, constantly nourishing him with her love, with her compassion, and with narrations of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's pastimes. Lord Nityananda Prabhu personally instructed him and empowered him, along with all these other great souls, to write the first. Murari Gupta also wrote, but one of the first biographies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he entitled it Chaitanya Mangal. Later on, Lochan Das Thakur wrote a book of the same name. So the great Vaishnavas, they changed the name of Vrindavan Das Thakur's book to Chaitanya Bhagavat. The reason why is they knew for sure that he was Vyasadeva. Just as Srila Vyasadeva had written the Srimad Bhagavatam, describing most authoritatively and comprehensively the pastimes of Krishna, that same Vyasadeva descended in order to give the world the pastimes and the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Bhagava. It was in Denwar where he actually wrote Sri Chaitanya Bhagava. But it was here that he was brought up. Let us bow our head at the lotus feet of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, in dozens and dozens of verses, glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur. He calls him the Vedavyas of Krishna's Leela, of Lord Chaitanya's Leela. He declares that anyone who sincerely reads from the Chaitanya Bhagavat will not only get the perfect understanding of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, but they will certainly attain their lotus feet and unadulterated pure devotional service. Krishna Das Kaviraj explains that Vrindavan Das Thakur, he very, very comprehensively described the childhood pastimes and the Navadvipa pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. But because at the end of Chaitanya Bhagavat, he emphasizes so much the leelas of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he did not describe exhaustively the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, taking the repeated blessings and offering prayers to Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says, whatever little remnants he left for me, I am describing here in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, according to what he had heard from Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. Just a few minutes walk is the house of Vasudev Dutt. I'd like to speak something briefly on this subject. Did all of you see it as we were coming here? Please raise your hands and say Haribol if you saw it. If you didn't, you can go after the lecture. From Murari or Sharanga Thakur and Murari Sharanga's home and deities, there's a special way to go around. And that house, you can see the original bricks of Vasudev Das temple and home. They are still present, although it is an abandoned field. Vasudev Dutt and his younger brother, Mukunda Dutt, they took their birth in Chattagram, which is now in Bangladesh, very close to the birthplace of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. In Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, it is written that Vasudev Dutt was Madhubrata and Mukunda Dutt was Madhukanda. And they are two of the favorite singers for Krishna and Radha in Goloka Vrindavan. Vasudev Dutt lived here in Modadrumadweep and worship those deities of Madan Gopal. But what we are most interested in is his personal characteristics. We read from Vrindavan Das Thakur, who lived with him day and night, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who heard from the greatest of all acharyas. Vasudev Dutt, one of his qualities which made him so dear to Lord Chaitanya He never, ever found fault with anyone. He only saw the good in everyone. We find this amongst many devotees. It is described, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Haridas Pandit, Anantacharya, two of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's very, very worshipable Vaishnavas. They have this quality. Rupa Goswami tells that it is the characteristic of a person who is actually developing love of God that they lose the propensity to find faults in others. Sometimes when a devotee would find a fault in another devotee, even if it was true, Srila Prabhupada would say that your mentality is like criticizing the moon, the full moon, for the marks that are on it. It is true that the moon has marks, but yet the radiant beams that is nourishing the earth and nourishing the vegetation is so great. And the beauty of the moon. When you want to compare something to the extreme of it being beautiful, you compare it to the full moon. Despite the spots in the moon, Krishna is called Krishna Chandra. Vrindavan Chandra. Ram Chandra. Gaur Chandra, Nitai Chandra. Why? Krishna says he has a moon-like face. So in a similar way, if one is a worshipper of Krishna, sincere devotee, that is so beautiful in the eyes of God, and it should be seen so beautiful to us, that whatever faults they may have are like the marks in the moon. They may be there, and we may sincerely try to help them, but we should not lose perspective. Our priority should be to see the beauty of a Vaishnava, the glory of a Vaishnava. And we may help, if we can, with those little marks on the Vaishnavas. That is what it means to follow in the footsteps of the great souls. Vasudev Dutt was so dear to the Lord. Not only did he not find fault in Vaishnavas, he saw the faults in the conditioned souls, but he saw their soul as well. And he would just see the goodness and the beauty and the glory of the soul. Therefore, instead of becoming envious or angry or judgmental toward those who had faults, he felt compassion for those who were filled with faults. Even people who were murderers and drunkards and the worst types of people, he felt compassion for them because he saw the moonlight quality of the soul within them. He wanted to help. And he was so generous. He was a grihastha. Whatever money he would have, he would make in his earning his living. He gave it in charity by the end of the day. before he even came home. Lord Chaitanya, he asked Sivananda saying, you take care of the accounts of Vasudeva. Because he has to be practical. Everything is for others, but he forgets about himself and his own. On Lord Chaitanya's order, because Lord Chaitanya was concerned with Vasudev Dutt's life also. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Srivas Thakur left to return to Kumarhata, as did Vasudev Dutta. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a sannyasi, came to Kumarhata and stayed at the house of Srivas Thakur. That's a beautiful story. Lord Chaitanya was there for several days doing non-sankirtan. And he saw that Srivas Thakur and his brothers, all they did all day and all night was just study Srimad Bhagavatam, discuss Krishna Katha, and do non-sankirtan. And yet, you know, they were brothers, they were uncles, they were aunts, they were cousins, they were nephews, they were nieces, they were children. Lord Chaitanya asked them, How do you make a living, Srivas? How are you maintaining your family? Srivas said, I don't worry about those things. You're just here, just chanting and dancing and reading Bhagavatam all day. You have to make an income. You're a grihastha. Srivas said, I'm not interested in those things. Lord Chaitanya said, then you should take sannyas. At least then you can beg. He said, no, sannyas, I am not qualified. I will not take sannyas. No, why don't you even go out of your house and beg for food? You're a Brahmin. Srivas said, no, begging. Then how will you maintain your family? It's a big family. Srivas Thakur smiled. He said, my answer is 1, 2, 3. Then he fell silent. Lord Chaitanya said, say that again. Srivas Thakur, 1, 2, 3. What is this 1, 2, 3? What kind of answer is that? Srivas Thakur said, if the time it takes for me to clap my hands 3 times, or even 3 days, if there's any shortage in my house when I'm worshipping Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting the holy names of the Lord, if Krishna doesn't provide for that amount of time, then I vow. Today I make this vow. I will bind a rope around my neck, I will tie it to a heavy rock, and I will throw it in the Ganges and end my life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that. He ecstatically cried out, Harivo! So Srivas Thakur, your faith in Krishna is so great that I will make a vow today that even if there's so much of a drought, even if there's so much turmoil in this universe, that Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, has to beg door to door with a begging bowl, there will not even be a single moment when you or your family are ever in shortage of anything. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted from Gita, Ananya Chintayanto Yam Yejano, that for those who worship me with sincere devotion, Krishna says, I preserve what they have and I carry what they have. Because you are chanting the holy names and preaching Krishna's message so sincerely, Srivas, you, all your family, will never find shortage. You are my, I am your property. It was at that time in Kumarahatta that Shivananda Sen, who lived close by, and Basudev Dutt came to visit Lord Chaitanya. Basudev Dutt, he fell at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. He grasped onto those lotus-like feet and wept such tears. Vrindavan Das Thakur explained, he cried with such humility that stones melted, that sticks melted, and all people in all directions could only cry. He completely submitted himself to Lord Chaitanya. Vrindavan Das Thakur said there was no one in the universe like him. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he extolled for all time, for all people to hear, that I am only Vasudev Dutt's man. I am his property. My body belongs to Vasudev Dutt. Anywhere that he wants to sell me, I am sold. I tell you again, I am Vasudev Dutt's property. Because of his pure heart, if anyone is touched by the breeze that has previously touched Vasudev Dutt's body, Krishna will give that person love of God. He vowed three times, I am the property of Vasudev Dutt. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami reveals the inner significance of why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt like this. Little later, when the Lord was living in Puri, all the devotees would go to the Gambira, Lord Chaitanya's residence, to meet him. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of his greatest happiness was to glorify his devotees. Just as devotees love to glorify God, God loves to glorify his devotees. And if Krishna and Lord Chaitanya love to glorify their devotees with their own mouths, can you imagine how dear someone is to them who sincerely glorifies them with their mouths? The Lord loves to hear the glories of his devotees. The Lord hates to hear the criticism of his devotees. And all of our spiritual advancement is simply samsiddhir hari toshanam, how we please Krishna. So if we really want to make spiritual advancement, not only do we chant the holy names, but we give Krishna pleasure by speaking to others about the greatness of his devotees. Krishna becomes obliged to those who glorify his devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at one time said, do two things and I will deliver you. Do not criticize others and chant the holy name. Now we read how sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would glorify devotees as if he had three mouths. Other times he would glorify devotees as if he had five mouths. But on this day, he glorified Vasudev Dutt as if he had 1,000 mouths. Vasudev Dutt didn't like it. He felt very, very shy, very, very embarrassed. He cried and fell at the feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, considering himself completely unqualified. He said, "My Lord, I have one prayer. There is a desire that has been burning in my heart for a very long time. I wish that you kindly fulfill this desire." Lord Chaitanya said, "Whatever you desire, Krishna must fulfill." Vasudev Dutt expressed the innermost desire of his heart. That you have incarnated within this world to deliver even the most fallen, sinful persons. I have one petition for you. And I have faith in my heart that you can fulfill this desire of mine. My heart breaks when I see the suffering of the conditioned souls who are forgetful of you. I request that you transfer all the sins and all the karma of all living beings within this entire universe on my head. I cannot tolerate to see them suffer anymore. Let them all be liberated and allow me to suffer hellish conditions perpetually to take their sins." "My Lord, this is my only desire. Finish their material life and let them be with you." When Vasudev Dutt spoke those words, because they were coming from the sincerity of his heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not contain himself. He cried. His limbs His heart became completely soft. Lord Chaitanya was so choked up he could not even speak. To make the Lord so choked up he cannot speak is a very, very powerful expression of devotion. Finally, with a faltering voice, Lord Chaitanya said, "What you have spoken is not astonishing, Vasudev Dutt, because you are Prahlad Maharaj." That same spirit of Prahlad, to want to remain in this material world as long as there's even one single person who's forgetful of Krishna, was perfectly embodied by Vasudev Dutt. Lord Chaitanya said, "Krishna has bestowed complete mercy on you, and he must satisfy your desire. All living entities in the entire universe will be delivered by your prayer, Vasudev Dutt." So what will Krishna lose if one universe is gone? For those of you who have been to Radha Gopinath temple, you know in the front courtyard there is an Udambala tree. And the way you know it is there's always these fruits to find. So many fruits. And there's so many seeds in each fruit. Little fruits. They're all in clusters. And it's a huge tree. Lord Chaitanya said, if one fruit falls from a gigantic Udumbara tree, what is the loss to the tree? Similarly, if one universe is lost from all the billions and trillions of universes, there's no loss to Krishna. Even a big barrel of mustard seeds, if one falls out, what is the loss? Krishna can empty the whole universe of all conditioned souls. But why would he make a person like you, such a loving devotee, suffer for their karma? Just by your prayer, they will be delivered. That was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feelings toward Vasudeva. Srila Prabhupada quotes from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Such magnanimous compassion is unparalleled. That Jesus Christ was all merciful. He was willing to suffer for the sins of his followers. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains how Vasudevda, his prayer was that he could suffer for every living entity in the universe, in every species of life, so that they could all go back to Godhead. We cannot imitate that. But a Vaishnav, in Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, always longs to follow in the footsteps of Vasudeva. Srila Prabhupada was such a personification of that love. His Holiness Bhaktitirtha Swami Maharaj wrote a very well-known Vyas Puja offering to Srila Prabhupada. That he saw much suffering within the world and the universe. Amongst devotees of ISKCON also. Suffering. Having to struggle with the mind and senses. Sufferings due to previous sufferings due to the inability to follow regulative principles. Sufferings due to misbehavior between each other. Sufferings due to all sorts of karma that has come down upon our movement, due to offenses. And he would tell me often how it just breaks his heart to see any devotee suffer, whoever they are. And on this particular Vyas Puja offering, he prayed. In the footsteps of Vasudev Datta. That if the sins and karmas that are causing these devotees to suffer, if I could be in the honorable position to accept it, so that they could be happy and all go back home back to Godhead and serve your mission wonderfully. I will be grateful for that, Srila Prabhupada. To clear our society so that the devotees could chant Hare Krishna, and as Indrajumana Maharaj quoted from Prabhupada, and our lives would be not only happy but sublime. He made that prayer. And soon after that, we all know he was diagnosed with terminal cancer and had to go through inconceivable physical discomfort Rajaru, the baby, is here. She was right there by his side for all those months, faithfully, with her husband, Ekavir. I had the very exceptional good fortune of being invited to be with him for the last 7.5 weeks. And the wonderful thing is he never complained in our dialogues, which were, there were many. He never complained, why is this happening to me? In his heart, he was honored. He was grateful. He felt that Srila Prabhupada and Krishna were helping, were actually giving him the honor of following in the footsteps of Vasudev Dutt. Maybe even in a small way, to help Srila Prabhupada's society to recover from its problems, from its tragedies, to be restored and to flourish. So whether you want to pray like Vasudev Dutt after seeing Bhakti Tirtha Maharaja's example, I'm not going to give you any specific guidance in that way. But one thing we should all do, we should honor this Vasudev Dutt's mood of compassion, which was factually imbibed to various degrees by every one of our great Vaishnavacharyas. That should be the standard by which we understand we're making real advancement. We lose the propensity to find faults in others, and we're willing to make sacrifices and even suffer to help others to come closer to Krishna. We should pray for that. To be an instrument of the compassion of Srila Prabhupada and our previous acharyas. There is no prayer that will please Krishna more than that. With that prayer, Radha and Krishna, Gornitai, they will naturally fill our hearts with love of God if we are sincere. In this spirit, the Nam Sankirtan movement will have a tremendous impact on this world. So here, in the place of Vasudev Dutt and Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, Sharanga Thakur, who was mercifully preaching to snakes and tigers and fish underwater, he was doing kirtan with. Let us express our prayer and loudly chant the holy name. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj ki jai, Vasudev Dutt ki jai, Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai, Shri Gaura Nithai ki jai, Gopremanandi.